Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Blessed morning to you all on today. Oh, God bless you for getting up, tuning in, joining us this morning. Follow me as I follow Christ Outreach Ministries, commending your morning. This is our time that we come together with you, on behalf of you, for you. We intercede, we connect and link our faith with you so that you are able to enjoy a different type of result to your prayers through the commandment in which you put out there. I am your host, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and I am the overseer of Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. And I'm just a servant leader to you on today. I just want to go ahead on and brief you on how you connect with us. If you have not liked our Facebook page, please go ahead and sign on to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like our page. You are able to submit private prayer requests on there. You are able to make comments or suggestions, and we just pray for you. This is a social media mountain that God wants us to be able to take over and stand upon and use as a platform for the kingdom. So please go ahead on and like our Facebook page. Also, if you want to just submit a private prayer request via text, you can do so at 847-942-9979. And you can leave that prayer request. We are praying for you. This is nothing shared through anyone else or given for gossip reasons, because remember, we don't know who you are when you are texting in or calling in, because these are private text messages that you're sending, so we don't know who they're coming from. So go ahead on. That number once again is 847-942-9979. And yes, we're just so delighted that you were able to be with us on today. We are looking forward to praying for you and submitting those prayer requests, because the testimonies have been coming in. I'm so excited over that as well. Oh, God, it's awesome, because we have been praying. Yes, we have, but at the same time, we have been getting those testimonies in from you, letting us know the victories in which you won through the linking of our faith. So don't stop having them come in. We're excited for them to come in, and we're excited to just be able to help you in broadening your territory. That's just a little bit of that, you know, Jabez prayer. Excuse me, you know, the story of Jabez where, you know, he's just that powerful reminder of the effectiveness of fervent prayer. And the Bible says that Jabez was an honorable man, you know, more honorable than any of his brothers. And he had that pure heart before God, always willing to play a part in how God answers our prayers. So if you want to be one of those who reads over in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, where Jacob was alone, remember, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. That was Jacob, and he was like, I'm not letting go until you bless me, Lord. So I want you all to also read Genesis, the 32nd chapter, on how to receive the result of that angel wrestling with Jacob. So get your hearts and minds drawn in as we get ready to go before the throne of grace. I'm going to pray the comprehensive prayer that we always pray just to start out and to command your morning this morning, and we want to dictate some things. We want to mandate some things on today. And so, Father in heaven, we lift you up and honor you on today, Lord God. We just are excited for who you are in our lives. We're excited for your loyalty and your faithfulness that you've shown toward us, because truly I wouldn't be alive and talking. I wouldn't be able to pray this prayer, oh God, had you not awakened me this morning. So thank you, Lord God, that I do sit, I do kneel, I do intercede on this side of the dirt. Lord God, forgive me of every sin right now, every trespass. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord God, that we might pull down the strongholds on today. We command that the vain imaginations and every high thing that tries to lift itself against the knowledge of you, God, is destroyed on this day. God, we command peace for your people. We command that they are able, their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let them put on their robe of righteousness right now, Lord God, that cloak that is worn, Lord God, so when the enemy thinks that he could get ready to point and shove those fiery darts, Lord God, the rope of righteousness will be able to impede some things and stop some things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we wear the helmet of salvation so that our ears, our minds, our eyes, Lord God, our thoughts are covered by the blood of the Lamb, oh God. And Lord God, we're just believing, Lord God, that you're covering us right now with that. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have our sword of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. That sword, that Bible, that word that is written on the tablets of our hearts, oh God, that we might not sin against you, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, so that if we get ready to think an evil thought or speak an evil word, Lord God, that Holy Ghost, that word will rise up out of our hearts and we won't sin against you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, Lord God, will anchor us and hold us, Lord God, and stop us from doing things that would not be pleasing in your sight. Oh God, Father, we command as well sicknesses and diseases be destroyed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as we are going about our day, we're walking in healing and wholeness before you, God, because by your Son's stripes were we healed. That's a past tense for our present state. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you had already sent your Son to die on the cross, that we are walking in our healing, in our wholeness, and we command that, God, from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. Lord Jesus, people are praying for new eyesight. Well, we command, Lord God, that the people have 20/20 vision, naturally and spiritually, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit even now, Lord God, where they might have a glaucoma in their eyes, remove it. Where they might have nearsightedness or farsightedness, Lord God, make it perfect so that they're able to see, Lord God. We anoint our eyes. I command the people to even lift their hands to their eyes right now and place them over your eyes. I can't anoint you naturally, but I anoint you in the spirit, that if you have any problems with your eyes on today, that it will no longer be there. You will no longer have situations, that you will no longer have impediments to that alignment of the will of God, but that you are seen clearly. I want to just briefly, in the middle of this prayer, be reminded of a testimony, God, of a woman on the news they showed. She was a Caucasian even woman, and she had gone for back surgery. And Lord God, for 20 years, she walked around blind. And she literally went from being able to see before the surgery to not being able to see after the surgery. And then, Lord God, she went went and had this back surgery, and because there was something that had kinked up a blood vessel, something that had hindered the blood to flow correctly into her optic nerves, Lord God, it got straightened out through this back surgery. And when she came out of surgery, God, she was able to see, and she started talking to the nurses, and she started describing the colors that they were wearing. So, Lord God, whatever might be impeding, Lord God, these optic nerves or these the optimal vision that a person should be able to have, we unkink it, Lord God. We unwrinkle it. We take away that impediment. We command it to cease and be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus, that we, your people, will see with perfect eye vision. Lord God, I speak even to diabetes. So many of the people now that I'm, even family members, Lord God, are being interrupted with sugar diabetes. But Lord God, I command now in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord God, that right now, Jesus, you are neutralizing that level of blood sugar. Lord God, that it is at an even kilter. Lord God, it's not too high. It's not too low, oh God, but it is just right, and that there is no diabetic comas about to start. There is no sores that are open and wounds that won't heal on their body, because Lord, you neutralize the sugar level in their blood, and they are healed right now by the sound of my voice, by the Spirit of the living God. Lord God, that you are falling afresh on your people today, and that whatever sickness is, cancer is destroyed. God, in the name of Jesus, no tumors, no lupus, no leukemia, no cancer of the kidneys, no cancer of the liver, Lord God, no cancer of the lungs, Lord God, whatever the doctor says they've been diagnosed with, it is no more, no more breast cancer. But God, in the name of Jesus, they are healed right now by your Son, Jesus Christ, stripes, oh God, and that they don't have to worry about going back to the doctor, getting a bad report, or going back to the doctor, and they have to have another surgery. But God, in the name of Jesus, because you're moving by your Spirit even now, and you're destroying the yokes of the enemy, and you're canceling out the contracts of the enemy, you're destroying the satanic databases of the enemy, and you're destroying the hierarchy of the enemy, oh God, Abbasata, in the name of Jesus. Your people are healed. Your people are whole from the inside out, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people today, oh God, they are looking forward to you enlarging their territory, Lord God. You're looking, they're looking for the Jabez prayer to be lived out naturally in their lives, Lord God. And Lord God, they do have the pure hearts. They do walk honorably before you, oh God. They are willing to be that sacrifice and want to come out as the living testimony, want to come out as the victor. So Lord God, I ask that you will even grant them their request. You answered Jabez. Lord God, Jabez didn't go into some long exercise of prayer reciting, Lord God, big words, or he didn't go into a 3-hour of intercession, Lord God, but he simply went before you. He said, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, oh God, and that you would keep me from the evil, and that you may not cause me any pain, oh God. So God, you granted him what he wanted. You answered him according to his simple request, oh God. And so, Lord God, you said if we just have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So, Lord God, I speak even to the hindrance mountain, the mountain of poverty, that it would be destroyed in the body of Christ, oh God, and that they're no longer living hand to mouth, check to check, moment to moment, day to day, but Lord God, they're living in their exceedingly, they're living in their abundantly, they're living in their more than enough, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command it, we set our day according to your will and purpose, we command, oh God, that we are the head and not the tail, oh God. We command that we become magnets to the kingdom, that we will draw someone to salvation, draw them unto you, that we will put a smile upon your face. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today. We just magnify you. We just lift you up. We just honor you, Lord God. And Lord God, I command that every prayer that I prayed and lifted up before the throne of grace, oh God, we will not receive backlash nor retaliation because of it. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I decree these things to be so. Hallelujah, saints of God. We just thank you and bless you once again. We just honor you and we're so excited for you once again that you're able to join us on today. I just want to quickly remind you that if you have not submitted your prayer request by text, you could do so right now at 847-942-9979. We are standing on the wall of faith for you. We are trusting and believing in God on behalf of you. We are overcome by the words of our testimonies. So that means we are waiting on testimonies from you. Dial us right now, 213-943-3799. If you have a testimony or a prayer request that you would like to give, amen. They say, I have a caller. Is there a caller? God bless you. Is there a caller?
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless
Can you. Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, good. God bless you. God, are you going to pray or are you going to testify this morning?
Well, let's see. I can testify this morning.
Amen. Well, we are always excited for the testimonies. We're going to ask you to just step back a little bit from the microphone so that we don't have that little bit of static that I hear, just a little bit. We want to be able to hear you clear. We want the enemy to be able to hear your testimony. Go ahead, woman of God, and testify.
Well, I like to testify to the glory of God, the goodness of God, because he surely does understand what we need, and he puts us in the right path of each and every person that needs him. And to be able to pray with people, to be able to speak comfort to people, to be used by the Lord is an honor. And I am so blessed that, you know, even my children are blessed. I couldn't walk a while ago, and I prayed, and I had the elders lay hands on me, and now I can walk. My daughter went through a troubled time. We prayed for her, and now she has a job, and she's doing well. She's getting back on her feet. You know, God is good, and growing in ministry and touching lives is always a blessing. Always a blessing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Oh, God is awesome. I thank God for that testimony, because we do, or I do, let me personalize that thing right now, and let me be able to empathize with you on not being able to walk, and not that I was paralyzed or anything like that, but I went through a season on last year that I could not, I don't think I went 10 seconds without being in severe pain. That is scrutinizing, you know, that is oh, my gosh, I don't know how to describe it. It's horrible. But I thank God for victory. I thank God for moving by his spirit. I thank God for his healing power, because you talk about not being able to walk when you're in so much pain that the doctors can't even satisfy you with a shot or a pill. You know, that's mm-hmm. a move of God. That's something God has to be able to take care of. So I'm thanking God. I'm praising God with you. I'm celebrating God's healing power with you for not only being able to walk today, but to be without pain. So, woman of God, I truly bless you for joining us this morning. That testimony, we need more like them. We need the people to give God his due measure. You know, I earlier said on the broadcast that we are, the Bible tells us we are overcome by the words of our testimony. So it's very important for us to be able to testify, because that's when we overcome. So bless you. I appreciate you. We want to be able to take another caller. So I'm looking here. Do we have another caller on the line who wants to give a prayer request or who wants to testify on this morning? God bless you. You are live. Caller, maybe we don't. I thought they could hear us, but we are trying to get everybody in. But that's okay. We can wait on the next one to open up here. But I want you all to still get excited and be excited about what God is doing in all of our individual lives, and how God is moving by his spirit, how God is destroying yokes and breaking chains. And I want you all to even get excited, because I'm going to allow you to be involved right now in the ministry of Holy Spirit through our own Tasha Cobbs. You know, she's a dynamic worshiper. So I am just going to play this song of intercession. And I want you to begin to name the chain that you want broken. Name the chain that you want destroyed. Name the victory that as you hear them fall, you deem that as victory in your lives. God bless you and enjoy. Oh, my God, that's an anointed woman of God. Did Jesus do it for you? Did he break any chains in your life? Are you able to celebrate anything at all that he has done for you? Come on now. We have to be able to command that the chains in our lives, the bondages, the declivities be broken and destroyed. Because why? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Come on now. You've got to be able to pick this thing up in the spirit. And you've got to use the anointing down within your soul. And you've got to be able to command some things in and over your life. Woo, that's an anointed woman of God. Whenever I might be feeling like I might have a surmountable moment going on in my life, I know who to turn on and I know who to go to. God bless you. God bless you. I hope you are still tuned in. I hope you are still joining us. I hope that you are still calling people and letting them know that they could go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like our page. If not, make sure they text us that prayer request. The prayer requests are coming in. I pray for some of those already. But we also have another anointed man of God on the line. God bless you, sir. Can you hear us on today, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes. God bless you, sir. Listen, I couldn't help but when I saw you show up on the dashboard to be able to say, we want this man of God to pray for us on today. You are live on the mic. Go ahead on and take that mantle of prayer, and I want you to destroy some yokes and command some warnings for the people of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, Father. Father, we come before you through the blood of Jesus, Father. Father, this morning we're asking you to forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we just ask, oh, Heavenly Father, that you guide us through this day, oh, Heavenly Father, that you bless us, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we look forward, oh, Heavenly Father, to being led by your Holy Spirit, Father. Father, right now, the power of the enemy, Father, being broken, Father, over our lives and in any place in our lives, Father, where the enemy is having influence, Father, or exerting any type of power, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, right now, oh, Heavenly Father, we're asking that those yokes, Father, that power be broken, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, we decree and declare, Father, any power, any influence that the enemy may have in our lives, Father, right now, we decree and declare, Father, that it is broken right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, we now take control and ownership, Father, of our finances, O Heavenly Father. We decree and declare, Father, we take control over anything that, Father, that is ours, Father, that is given to us through the blessing, Father. that you have placed on us in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, to be led by the Holy Spirit and the wisdom, Father, that you have placed in us and over us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now. We give you praise right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, we receive the healing, Father, that you have given us, Father, through the finished works of your Son, Jesus Christ, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that every affliction, Father, is broken, is stripped, Father, of its power, Father, over us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we walk in complete healing and complete health, O Heavenly Father. Father, we are restored 1,000-fold, O Heavenly Father, for any attack of the enemy right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against depression. Father, we come against diabetes. Father, we come against cancer. We come against high blood pressure. Father, we come against anything, Father, that is unlike you, Father. Your word says that, Father, the trees, Father, that were not planted by you, Father, in our lives, Father, will be removed. Father, so we decree and declare, Father, any trees in our lives that were not planted by you, Father, we command those trees uprooted now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. Father, we decree and declare these things we have prayed for, Father. They come into full existence right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are right now, God, Father, forthwith, God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift our children this morning, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, we're asking that you give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the attacks and the plans of the enemy, Father, to destroy, manipulate, and deceive our children, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that our children will walk in the truth and the knowledge of your word, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you give us wisdom to parent our children in a godly manner. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that, Father, vineyard workers will minister to them, Father, through the day, Father, on their way to schools, Father, while they're in schools, Father, on their way home, Father, that they will be ministered to, Father, by your holy children, Father, that are planted in the highways and the byways, Father, of their lives, O Heavenly Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, right now we uplift those, Father, that have charge over us, the police, Father, those that are working in municipalities, Father, mayors, Father, councilmen, aldermen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, Father, we pray for them, Father, that you will blow on their hearts, O Heavenly Father, so that they will make godly decisions, O Heavenly Father, when they're making laws and legislation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that laws and legislation, Father, will be righteous laws, O Heavenly Father, laws according to your word, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against any ungodly and demonic laws, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are coming to you, Father, the heavenly judge, Father. Father, we're asking that ungodly laws, unrighteous laws, unkingdom laws, Father, be stripped away, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we want laws, Father, that coincide and that align with your word, Father, not our emotions, not what we think is right, Father, the things that agree with your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that your word has dominion in this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, the body of Christ right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we will operate, Father, inside of what your word says, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we will hear your word, Father, and be in agreement, Father. Father, we decree and declare that the spirit of obedience, Father, operates, Father, in the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, everyone, Father, on the line today, everyone that went to the the Facebook page today, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that they are blessed, O Heavenly Father. We stand, Father, we stand in the position of intercessor for them, Father. We decree and declare right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they are walking in the blessing, O Heavenly Father, that has come on them, Father, when they have received salvation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we speak favor over them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they are the apple of your eye. Father, your favor goes out before them and surrounds them like a shield. Father, they will see the difference today, Father. We will see the difference today, Father, from ordinary days, Father, because we are your children and you favor us, Father. We are the apple of your eye, Father. You love us, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we will hear your word, Father, that small, still voice within us guiding us, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that that voice will be adhered to, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the spirit of worship and praise, Father, will inhabit us. Father, we will give you praise. We will honor you. We will uplift your name. Father, we will give you glory. Father, we will give you thanks, Father. We will come to you with thanks and supplication, Father, for all the answered prayers, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We praise you right now, Father. You are worthy to be praised, Father. And we, your children, Father, your people, Father, your righteous ones, Father, we will give you praise, Father. We will honor you. We will magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father. We uplift your name, Father. Father, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that are incarcerated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Many unjustly, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that what is right, Father, will come to light, Father. The truth will come to light, Father, and they will be set free, O Heavenly Father. They will be set free, Father, physically, mentally, and spiritually, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you create an unclean hearts, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and that you will, that they will receive your salvation, Father. They will be guided by your word, O Heavenly Father, and Father, they will be provided for. Father, right now, I even pray for provisions right now. I decree and declare, Father, that your people, Father, will be provided for according to your word, Father, that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, these are the finished works of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, which we now are owners of, Father. We are owners of the finished work of your Son, Jesus Christ, O Heavenly Father. And we receive all, Father, that has been given to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we pray for ministry leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that they are restored, Father. They are rejuvenated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the body of Christ are praying for ministry leaders, Father, and that you're hearing their prayers, God, and you praise you, Father, and you are fulfilling those prayers, O Heavenly Father. Right now, Father, ministry leaders are even getting up, Father, feeling renewed, restored, dancing, Father, praising you, Father, giving you the glory, Father, and we thank you right now. Father, we Amen. Thank you for those, Father, that operate the line today, O Heavenly Father. Just keep anointing, Father. Keep elevating and keep pouring into the woman of God, Father, as she continues to lead us, Father, and cover us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood over everyone, Father, that hears this line, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree all these words spoken to be so in your Son, Jesus' mighty name, Father, and we give the command, amen, amen, and all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, man of God. We appreciate you on today. Thank you for praying for the men and women of God. We thank you for the linking of your faith. I want to go ahead on. We have received one more prayer request before we have to go, and I wanted to lift up this woman of God. I won't say any names, but she is requesting prayer for her knee. She did write us and let us know how many testimonies from the prayers of us linking faith with her that she has received. She was so excited. The paragraph was long, but that's what I'm talking about. I want us to be able to come back and hear the praise report. So we thank her for writing us regarding the praise report. And now I want to lift her up in prayer with this last issue. And I'm asking all of you, the prayer warriors, all the intercessors on the line, to please go ahead and link your faith and pray with me. Lord God, we lift up this woman of God's knee on today. As Lord God, she's in great pain due to a torn meniscus in her knee. And she says this is the type of surgery that they're saying that can't be done. They can't really sew up the tear. But Lord God, I know your healing finger. I know your anointing, God, to where you're able to just stroke her knee. And Lord God, the meniscus will come back together. We lift her up now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you to touch her even now, taking away the inflammation, taking away the pain, and going inside, Lord God, and healing her body and whatever maladies that she may have in her body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you allow things to happen to us so that we're able to know you in a more intimate and healing power way. So Lord God, I speak, Lord God, to her body. I speak against bacteria. I speak against sickness. I even speak against fear or little faith, Lord God, that she may have, Lord God, that would impede the total healing power of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, she even said that she's going through not having employment due to this severe tear in her knee, Lord God, barely being able to walk, barely being able to do her job. So, Lord God, I speak now that she will have more than enough. She will have overflow, that every bill will be paid, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, whatever it is that she desires, whether it be a roll of toilet tissue all the way to the mortgage, car notes, insurance, Abba Shata, God, meet the need. You said you would supply all of our needs according to riches and glory. Lord God, I know you have more than the things that I just named. I know, Lord God, that you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, Lord God, and they that dwell therein. So, Lord God, I thank you that even now in the mighty name of Jesus, that all of us and all these things belong to you. And I'm asking you, oh God, by the power and by your spirit, that you will mend everybody's lack in their lives on this line. Everybody tuned in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the Archbishop on today. I ask that you will bless he and his family and the First Lady as she travels by the airwaves on late tonight, that she and that entire airplane is covered by the blood. May the pilot be sober and alert, oh God. Her favorable for her. Lord God, give him strength to man the things of the household. Father, we thank you for all who joined us to tune in to command their day. Lord God, we command that not just today, but this entire week, this entire month, this entire year, be that according to the desires of their hearts, as long as they are delighting themselves in you. Father, we bind up every bit of backlash, every bit of retaliation, Lord God. We bind it up and cast it into the pit of hell where it belongs in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just honor you. And we just give you the glory. Until this time next week, our FMFC commands your morning supporters. God bless you, and we command peace and abundance upon your day.
Thank you.